feel it now. It's all around me. A silent voice I can't deny. A mother's
Shanti. This is the Avyakta Murli of 27th December 1987, which is today morning's Avyakta Murli. Baba is talking with double foreigner children. Do you experience yourself to be closed jewel? Sami Pratan. What is the sign of closed jewel? They will always experience being easy and natural. Easy and natural. Jnani, yogi souls, who are the embodiments of virtues and service. These four specialities, Jnana, Yoga, Dharana, Seva, Jiva ideas. These four specialities will easily be experienced in every step of closed jewels. Not a single one of these would be less. Not that you would be not so good at yoga or better at yoga or would be weak when it comes to imbibing divine virtues. You would easily experience being constant in everything. A closed jewel will never experience anything to be hard work. So nothing will be hard work. But will easily experience success because Bab Dada liberates you children from laboring at confluence age.
Laboring.
Whether it was effort through your body or effort through your mind, you have labored for 63 births, have you not? You kept trying various methods in order to find the Father. So that was effort of the mind and even looking at wealth, the service that you do, which you call a job, how hard work, how hard you work in that. That also requires efforts, does it not? However, you will not have to do that work for half the cycle. You will now be liberated from that too. Neither will you have Laukik job, nor will you do devotion. You will be liberated from both.
Liberation. Job, devotion.
Even now, although you do have a Laukik job while being a Brahmin life, you now find it different doing your Laukik job, do you not? Now while doing your Laukik job, you remain double light. Why? Because while doing your Laukik job, you have the happiness that you are carrying out that job for the sake of Alaukik service. You don't have any desire in your minds, do you? Where there are desires, you find it takes effort.
Efforts are the result of desires.
Now, you are just doing it in name, because you know that by using all three, your body, mind and wealth, tan, man, dhan, you are accumulating multi-million fold return for one in the imperishable bank. You will then simply continue to eat what you have accumulated. You will be liberated from the labor of making effort to do yoga, of listening or relating knowledge. You sometimes get tired of listening to classes. Do you not? Then you will do the Laukik study of royalty whilst playing around. You won't have to remember so many books. You will be liberated from all types of efforts. Some have the burden of studying. At the confluence age, you are recording the sanskar of becoming free from laboring. Baba loves natural life. Everything should be natural. No hard work, no laboring, no studying, no devotion, no working, even no desires. Everything should be easy and everything should be natural. This is what Baba wants. Natural. Buddha worked very hard for 6 years. Buddha worked very hard for 6 years. He did everything whatever is possible. He read all the scriptures, Patanjali's Yoga Sutra. He studied Vedas, he studied Upanishads. He went to different gurus and did all sorts of asanas, all varieties of fasting methods. He did everything. But then one day, he realized what I am doing. These birds don't do any shirshasana and they are so happy. These trees are so happy. The river is so happy. The birds are not sitting in samadhi. And everyone is so happy. And why I am so unhappy in spite of working so hard? Suddenly I realize something. That what I am doing is not natural. And he sat down. And a new person was born in him. He got enlightened. And he understood. Enlightenment is so natural. But to come to that natural stage, he has to undergo those 6 years. Remember that. To understand, natural is something, somebody is sitting like this and doing nothing. This is natural. But in order to come to this stage, you have to cross so many hurdles, boundaries. Baba says, be a natural yogi. Be a natural gyani. Be a natural server. Be full of divine virtues. And there shouldn't be any effort. You should not be a labor. Baba has not come to create a gang of laborers. He has come to create the assembly of emperors. He doesn't want a bunch of laborers. He wants gathering of kings. That's what he wants. King of kings. The Rishi of the Upanishads sits on the top of the rock and shouts from there, Shrunvante Vishve Amritasya Putra. Hear you all, Shrunvante, listen everyone, all humankind, Amritasya Putra, you are not ordinary person, you are children of immortality. Aye dhamini divyani tastu, vedaham edam purusham mahantam. The Vedas describe you as purusham mahantam, the greatest of the human beings. the greatest of the humankind. You are that, Tattvamasi. You are not ordinary beings. You are not. You are that original. Your original nature is that. Aditya Varnam Tamsa Parastat. You are like the sun, Aditya. You have defeated the darkness. Listen, you all. Amritasya Putra. You are children of immortality. This is your natural nature. This is your original nature. Whatever you are doing, that has only made you less perfect. You are born perfect. Stop doing anything. By doing everything, you have become less perfect. You are born even physically perfect. By eating, you have become less perfect. You are born so perfect, you don't need anything at all of this world. You are perfection incarnate. Each soul is potentially divine, and the goal is to manifest this divinity, shouted Vivekananda once. Each soul is potentially divine, and the goal is to manifest this divinity. He has given definition of religion and definition of education. According to Vivekananda, religion is manifestation of divinity which is already in you. And education is manifestation of perfection which is already in you. You don't have to borrow perfection. You don't have to borrow divinity. You are potentially divine. You are already divine. That is your natural nature. But meditation is needed in between. Meditation is catharsis, purgative, laxative. It clears the way. It takes away things from you which is making you unnatural. You are natural. You have eaten so many new things. Now you have become unnatural. You have eaten greed, lust, anger. Meditation just takes away chunk by chunk. It takes away greed. It takes away lust. It takes away all things. In fact, you become poorer and poorer. Jesus Christ says, blessed are the pure, poor in heart, for they shall inherit the kingdom of God. Poor means what? Poor in vices and rich in virtues. So meditation is a chisel and a hammer. It removes the unwanted. And the wanted is always there. The natural is always there. It takes away everything which is unnatural. You are natural. What you are. Scripture says, Aham Brahmasmi. Come to this conclusion that I am spirit. I am spirit. I am spirit. I am soul. I am self. Not this body. Not this assemblage of bone, flesh, tendons, ligaments, blood, mucus. I am not this. Nachabhati bhuta sangam. Not this. I am not this. But I am that which is pure. This is my real nature. Whatever I am doing is unnatural. Let me come back to what I am. And for that, you will have to allow someone to do that. And that someone is none but God. If you sit in, for example, if you are sitting in one room, okay, this is the room. The doors are closed, the windows are closed. There is utter darkness there. Now you open the window or door. What you have done? You have allowed sun to come inside. You have not created sun. You have not created sun. You have just allowed the sun to enter you. You have just opened the door. This door is meditation. This door is Rajyoga meditation. You are sitting in the darkness. You open the door. By opening the door, you are not creating sun. But by opening the door, you allow the sun to enter you. You allow the sun to penetrate you. In the similar manner, religion is all about allowing the higher self to penetrate you. The moment he penetrates within, the anger, the lust, the greed go away. You don't have to do anything. That's why Baba says, be a natural yogi. Be a natural jnani. Be a natural person who is a server, who is the embodiment of virtues. Just as in Golden Age, Baba is saying, there is no study even. Some people are tired of studying at confluence age. That itself looks a burden. To go and sit for Murli for 1 hour is the greatest of the burden. But yet they show that, yes, we are jnani and yogi and brahmin and we do it. But inside they are least interested. Because they are hearing the same thing again and again and again and again and again and again, which they have been hearing from years together. Inside, if suppose it is an official announcement that there would not be any Murli, probably they will get very happy at heart. Though they will show on the surface that we are very unhappy for that. Some people are they don't like studying at all. They don't like books. Right from their laukik, that is their sanskar, they don't love books. So in spite of, even when they come in jnana, they don't like books. At the most, they can sit for 1 hour listening to Murli, that's it. But no reading business. They are have disgust. Reading is disgusting to them. Total aversion for reading. It's musibat. It's a problem for them. They can listen but not read. And there are other people who can read but they don't want to listen. So, you are sitting in the dark closed room. Throw open the windows. Throw open the doors. Let the sun penetrate. The sun is God. This method is called Raj Yoga meditation. Sit silently and let him do the magic. Let him do something. How much you will do? You have done everything. You have to just wait now. In Bhagavad Gita, there's one statement where God says, now just surrender. This Maya is very difficult to conquer. Hey Arjuna, this Maya I have created. It is made up of three elements, Sato, Rajo and Tamo. It is very difficult to conquer it. Ultimately, what you have to do is just surrender unto me. You have tried everything. It is not that you have not tried everything. You have tried every method. But simply technology, methods and techniques doesn't make you spiritual. There are various books in the world that teach you 10 techniques of becoming of meditation, 20 techniques of doing this. So is life about techniques? Life is not about techniques. Life is about surrendering. Spiritual life is about total surrender. Sarva dharman paritajya. Now give up everything, every which religion that you know. Mamekam sharanam vraja. Come unto me. Aham tva. I will. Sarva papobhyo. Whatever sins you have committed till now, consciously, unconsciously, knowingly, unknowingly, wittingly, unwittingly, I will free you. This is what Baba is saying. I have come to give you freedom. Freedom from this studying, freedom from laboring, freedom from hard work, freedom from everything. In the Golden Age, you will have study, but the study of politics. I don't know what sort of politics he is talking about. It's probably not Machiavelli's or Chanakya's politics, sure for. Because that is not politics, that is Kutaniti, that is a crooked politics. There would be very sweet politics there. How to do the administration, how to run a kingdom, how many things should be there, how many rooms should be there, and that sort of politics. Different. Very sweet, loving, uncorrupt, civilized, parliamentary parliament. Not the unparliamentary parliament. There's no thought. Everything is so natural. So, everything is going on natural. If you reach any stage in life which is natural, then only that will stay for a long time. If you force your body for some particular regime, it will not go on for a long time. If you force your mind, give up this lust, mind will say, okay, I will give up. For how long? 2 days? 3 days? It will come back again. If you tell your mind, oh, this anger is very bad, you feel guilt conscious. This is such a nasty habit. This is such a distorted habit. It causes you vyatha, painful predicament. But how to come out of this vyatha? Unless and until you make things natural, they are not going to stay permanent. Everything should become natural. The viceless stage should become natural. The fasting should become a very natural process. The real fasting is when you don't lose weight. The real fasting is when you don't have any cravings. The real fasting is when you enter the fasting and you come out and you feel you have not done anything. That can happen only when your system is free of toxins. If your system is full of toxins, you will undergo a procedure which is known as auto-intoxication. There will be release of toxins and you will feel weak, giddy, dizzy, psychic imbalance, emotional imbalance, because that is a shock you have given to the body. And that shock has caused auto-intoxication. And that auto-intoxication makes you all these things. It is not the absence of food, but it is the auto-intoxication that makes you feel weak in the stages of dry fasting. When your system is free from even an iota of toxin, you can enter and you can come out so well, so fast, for any number of days. Unaffected. So let that thing also become natural. Let purity should become natural. In fact, you have to just work on two things in Brahmin life. Only two things. What are they? Food and lust. That's it. No other thing. If you can conquer these two, you are Samrat. You are emperor here itself. Nobody can defeat you. If you just kick out both these things, you are Vijeta here and now. You don't want even Satyug. Satyug is here for you. Golden Age is right in front of you. There was a small boy. He went with his father to the garden. And the boy was trying to pull one rock. The father was saying, Father, what should I do? Father says, use all your energy. He says, I am using all my energy. But still I cannot pull this rock. The father said, you are not using all your energy. You have not asked me for help. My energy is also your energy. That you have forgotten. My energy is also your energy. Why you are not asking me for help? So the father is here. You are trying your own methods. You are using techniques. But spiritual life is not about techniques. Spiritual life is all about surrender. Mamekam sharanam vraja. Sharanagati. You surrender. You ask him for help. Let his light penetrate you. And he will take away everything. What is hindrance? To take his help is to use his energies, because his energies are my energy. When two powerful energies combined, then you become superpower. So that experience of Superman has to be here. Arvind, Maharishi Arvind talked about Superman. There are people who have talked about becoming Superman with superpowers. How these superpowers will come? So there has to be an element of techniques, element of surrender, element of vidhi, proper methodology, everything. And then the miracle will happen. So let his light allow his light to penetrate you, to enter you, Let his light impregnate you, and the offspring which will be born will be Superman, superpower, superwork. When the mind becomes pregnant with such divine powers and ideas, it becomes powerful. Aditya Varnam Tamsa Parastat. They become like the sun who will defeat the darkness, Tamas Timir. So, today Baba is talking with double foreigners. What he is telling them? Get rid of hard work, get rid of labor, get rid of all studying, get rid of every difficulty. Record this sanskar of becoming free from laboring now. Be natural. Be natural yogi. Be natural jnani. Everything should happen naturally. But there is one method before becoming natural. If you want to make something, for example, we wake up at Amrit Vela so naturally. You don't even have to read any book on Amrit Vela. But one who is a beginner, he will have to spend 1 month at least reading book of Amrit Vela every day. Then the Amrit Vela will become natural to him. In the similar manner, if Brahmacharya is not natural, give up everything, all other topics, and just read Brahmacharya for 1 month till it becomes natural. If food control is not natural, read everything about food for 1 month and still it becomes natural. If anger control is not natural, give up every other topic and read only whatever is your problem or difficulty. Devote at least 1 month reading every literature, everything about it. And then it will start becoming natural. For others, it is already natural, so others don't have to do that. But you will have to do it because your problem is lust, because your problem is anger, because your problem is not churning knowledge, because your problem is this. So, diagnose yourself. What is my diagnosis? Disease, and then start the treatment. This is so simple. But first, diagnosis. Don't just keep on shooting in the dark. Om Shanti.